From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. The number of births in Japan has shrunk by more than 500,000 people this year alone. It reflects a staggering decline in how many Japanese women are having children. Today, an interview with Ichiro Suzuki, a Japanese government official, on why the country's birth rate is so low. It's Wednesday, May 5th. Ichiro, thank you for being here.
It is my honor.
Just to get this out of the way, your name is Ichiro Suzuki, but you don't bear any relation to the famous baseball player.
No, Ichiro Suzuki is a common name here in Japan. The way in America it is common to find someone named Vin Diesel.
Oh, no, that's actually very rare here.
There's not a lot of Vin Diesels in America. Fascinating.
Ichiro, we wanted to discuss the precipitous decline in the population of Japan. Could you tell us, as a government official, what has been happening?
Marriage is down. 20 years ago, only 10% of Japanese women between 35 and 39 were unmarried. Today, nearly 25% of women in that group aren't married. This decline is too fast, too furious.
But why aren't they getting married?
I do not know. Even my daughters are in their 30s and not married. In my time, marriage was simple. I work in the office all day, and my wife would work in the office all day, then clean the kids, hand wash their clothes and shoes, cook for them, feed them, log what they have eaten, and pick out their 3 outfits for the next day of school. What woman would not want this?
Sorry, did you say log what the children have eaten?
Yes, in Japan, this is true. The mothers expect to log what and when the children have eaten and submit it to school. I'm sure this is common in America, too.
No. God, no.
So then who maintains the food logs of the little Vin Diesels?
We just don't have food logs or Vin Diesels. Ichiro, do you think maybe the high burdens Japanese society place on mothers is one of the reasons women aren't having kids?
I would ask my wife, but she's too busy calculating the average calorie intake of each of our children and sorting it out by year and then by season.
We'll be right back.
Are you looking for recipes? I'm Frankie Giovanni from the New Jersey Times cooking section. You want to make pasta? We got you. You want to make pizza? We got you. You want to make General Tso's chicken? No. What's the matter with you? We've got 2 sections, pasta and pizza. So sign up. And don't make me come over there.
Ichiro, I wanted to talk about the role men play in parenting in Japanese society.
It is a great honor to be a father. My role was to come home and always quote an obscure saying in a solemn tone. Like one day, I came home and my wife was trying to feed the kids and I said, "The worm does not know that it is the bird's breakfast."
Okay, that sounds like a scene from an anime, but wouldn't it have been more beneficial to have helped your wife with the cooking or the feeding or the food logging instead?
No, I think the quote was enough.
Ichiro, there are massive implications to this shrinking population. It seems like an obvious solution to boost the population would be to increase immigration. Has the government tried that?
We've opened our borders some. We let people work here short term, but we don't let people stay here.
But why not? Why not let them move and start families?
Most of the people who are coming here are just white guys with Asian fetishes.
Ah, okay. Well, then the other obvious solution seems to be to shift the culture so that Japanese men start taking a more active role in parenting and thus make having children more attractive.
Well, you know what they say. I like to live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Ichiro, you're doing that whole say a quote to avoid doing work thing again, aren't you?
Family.
Okay, Ichiro, this lack of children is serious. For example, did you know that there is a town in Japan where there's no new kids, so the elderly have taken to making hundreds of human-sized dolls and putting those everywhere?
Oh, no. You found out about Doll City?
Yes, we found Doll City.
No, not. We're trying to keep that thing, a lock and key. That needs to be under the lids. No, people don't need to know about Doll City.
Well, isn't it terrifying that there's a city full of dolls in Japan that citizens are just living with?
Yeah, of course it's terrifying. You think we just walk around thinking it's not weird? We were thinking at first it was going to be like a house of wax, kind of a fun tourist destination. But no, it's gone crazy. It's a house of horrors.
So
they're mobilizing.
So the people of Japan have not gotten used to this at all?
No. It's a secret doll town in a high-functioning economy. No one's going to get used to this.
We'll be right back.
After a year of isolation, most of us have forgotten how to have basic social interaction. That's why we created Don't Do That, an online course that teaches you normal behavior you've forgotten. We go through subjects like, should I step outside without pants on? No, don't do that. Do I introduce myself to the hot guy at the gym by licking his face? No, don't do that. Do I tell small children that the world is cruel and unpredictable and will rob you of even your smallest joys? No, don't do that. Learn more at our website. And for $5 off, use promo code AWHELLNO.
Here's what else you need to know today. Peloton has ordered a recall on all its treadmills after reports of injuries and one death. Meanwhile, society has ordered a recall on all the personalities of people who own a Peloton. And Derek Chauvin is seeking a new trial in the George Floyd case. Chauvin wants the trial to be held with a different jury or to be held in 1998. That's it for the Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.